the true government is not in Washington, D.C., it's in Denver. That's why the CIA moved their headquarters to Denver. Don has an observatory-class telescope. He has infrared equipment, and he can't see it. But we know that it's there because of the Earth changes and the science that I'm telling you about. So I really don't expect to ever see a picture of the thing. The scriptural part, for me, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just after Paul describes our rapture, then he describes how the day of the Lord begins, how it comes as a thief in the night. And he says that destruction will come upon them suddenly, like the birth pangs upon a woman with child. And this is precisely what happens on a springtime Earth black star crossing event. We don't even see the thing coming. So the idea that we're going to have pictures to warn us, that's going to make scripture untrue. It's going to be an anomalous object. It behaves more like a black hole than a regular star. It's going to have an event horizon, and things outside of that event horizon are not going to be affected. Things on the inside are stretched into a straight line of subatomic particles and wrapped around in a circle. These wargaming exercises, like I stated last week, are because these people are not going to the underground arc cities. These people that are giving their testimony, they're being trained, deployed, they're part of these wargaming exercises. You're going to see more and more and more of them, because whenever the crap is about to hit the fan, which I believe is on the next orbit cycle, all of these people will be deployed simultaneously into harm's way. The elite run to their underground arc cities, the crap hits the fan, the people are in outrage and in an uproar, and then that becomes the threat. The people become the threat, and then these people that are trained are going to meet us as the threat, and then we and they will be killed by the black star. The elite run to their underground arc cities. On the way in, they release the contagion. There's going to be a contagion. That's part of the scenario. It behaves more like a black hole than anything else. It does not release light. It doesn't release any light, not on the infrared spectrum or any spectrum. That's why it's cloaked. And the elite know that. That's why they know we're never going to get a picture of it, right? And where it is coming from outer space, it's just below the ecliptic plane. So it's, let's say it has 0.024 differential to the plane in negative declination. What that means is, from our northern hemisphere perspective, even if you looked across, straight across the ecliptic plane, you wouldn't be able to see it, because everything wants to be on the ecliptic plane. All the dust and debris on the plane is creating a shroud of this object. That's the reason that you're going to want to have a telescope at the South Pole, not so that you can look down, but so you can look across below that debris. Earth bobs up and down along the ecliptic plane in natural orbit around the Sun, and when we bob downwards from the South Pole, you can look across and you get your best view of that black star, if you have the right technology. Problem is, again, since 1997, we have about 70 astronomers and researchers that have been murdered or missing that are engaged in black star imaging research. So the reason we don't have the tools is because they weren't invented, because the people that were in the research got disappeared, right? Because the artificial intelligence that is running threat assessment contingency planning for the House of Rothschild and his underground Arc City program identified them as threats. They were neutralized, taken out of the picture. So it's not an accident that we can't see this thing. It's very much deliberate, and it's part of the giant scheme of the elites. If you just watch the movie 2012. Just watch the movie, then you'll see they're running to these arc ships. Now just imagine those arc ships or arc cities that are in the Earth, like the one connected to the Denver airport. That's where the elite are operating right now. That's where the Council on Foreign Relations, that's where their headquarters is for the United States, for Canamera, Mexico, in combination with the CIA and the Denver airport. Because they already have their plan and for surviving the black star, and that includes running into the underground Ark City, but it also includes emerging into a world that is pretty much doesn't have any population. And so that's what you're seeing with all these war game and everything. Not that they're going to kill us to bring in their Georgia Guidestone agenda. It's not that they're going to actually kill us. The Black Star is going to do that, and then they're going to have the mop-up operation so that they can reemerge, you know, run the world, and have their 500 million, according to the Georgia Guidestones.